Hi, welcome to another Haiku Poet Podcast. We are here around by the campfire, and usually my dad brings out his journal, but this time I had some haiku I wanted to share.
All right, let's hear it, Jacob.
Some of them are from authors, and I read them from a book, and then I looked through it and read them out loud, and then I wrote them down, the ones I liked.
Cool.
I read and
was
wrote.
Was that the haiku anthology?
Yeah. Dad has the book, so he let me read. So, the first one is Weightlifter, slowly lifting the teacup. And a Haiku Poet Podcast earlier back this day, we recognized the Weightlifter, and it was in a movie that we did. So you can hear all about that Haiku Poet Podcast back. And then Morning Surf, a dog fills the sky with seagulls.
Who was that? Which poet was that?
I don't know.
Okay, it's always good when you read somebody else's haiku to give them credit. So you always want to tell who the author is. That's important. If you jot down a haiku in your journal, it's important to jot down who the poet is, okay?
Okay. But it's probably something from Hawaii.
Oh, maybe. Why do you think Hawaii?
Because Morning Surf.
Oh, so you think it was probably somebody by the ocean. So Hawaii, California, Washington, maybe Florida. Hard to say.
So, now, this is one that I made.
I like that one. How about next episode you tell us who the author is of that?
All right.
Okay. So this is your
sticking,
own. This is your own original.
Yep.
Okay.
Sticking on my shoes. The autumn sunset. So I was doing like sticking on my shoes. I was like, ooh, I'm sticking on my shoes. I was like, ooh, this can be a haiku. And I was like, well, what should I add? I was looking out our door window, and I was like, look at that sunset. And I was like, the autumn sunset. So it was like sticking on my shoes, and then there was like a 3-second pause, and then I exactly knew the words. So sticking on my shoes, I'm gonna say it originally how it was. Sticking on my shoes, the autumn sunset.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. So I took a little pause and thought about what the haiku should be.
Cool.
Because it can't be just sticking on my shoes.
That's just a single something, whereas a haiku oftentimes...
A phrase of words.
Yeah, contrast maybe two different things or two related things.
Three. It's coming now. So we're snacking on pistachios.
We are snacking on pistachios. So for our listeners who hear your voice changes a little bit, if they were sitting here at the campfire, what would they see?
Well, they would see us snacking on pistachios, and they would probably be snacking on pistachios.
Yes.
And they had allergies to nuts.
Yes, if you had allergies to pistachios, you would not be eating them. But then maybe we could give you some of our fresh apple chips that we made, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we made applesauce. So a friend of ours had apples that were on the tree, and we went and picked them. Yes, our friends Eric and Linnea, and we picked the apples, and they were kind of starting to freeze, but we used some in the dehydrator, and we did some on the stovetop and made applesauce, and it is delicious, isn't it? Excellent. Well, I have something fun to share with you guys.
What?
It was last weekend. I was looking at the bird book with Eve. Hey, Eve, I was looking at the bird book with you. It was fun. And we came upon...
The campfire.
Yes, we're at the campfire. We came upon many different birds, but one of them caught our attention, and so we used Google to learn a little bit about it, right? We learned about, oh, what's its song sound like? And... have we ever seen it before? And then, you know how it is when you're on the internet, one thing leads to another. And so we came upon this article, and the article was called Death on the Plains. And it was about the loggerhead shrike who does food caches on the plains in northeastern Colorado. So what do you think when you hear death on the plains? What does that sound like?
Ooh, like, so at first I thought, ooh, this bird's dying.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like. Well, let me share more. I'm just going to give you a quick little view. Look at this. See the barbed wire?
Yep.
What's stuck on it?
A little thing.
Little thing. Bugs, grasshoppers. Want to see? All sorts of different things. And we're going to learn more about this sort of bird. Caleb, you want to see? Yeah, dragonfly. All sorts of different birds. Even some snakes, some lizards. And we're going to find out. So I reached out to this photographer. Her name is Rachel. Asked, would you be okay if we highlighted you on a future episode of the Haiku Poet Podcast? And she responded back, absolutely.
So we're interviewing her right now on her studies about this type of bird.
I said, could you kick us off with a short version of what happened on the first event of finding this bird, this loggerhead shrike? And it sounds like such a discovery. And Rachel says, I was driving on the Pawnee National Grasslands in Colorado, looking for birds and insects to photograph, when I came upon Do you hear the train?
Yeah.
The train passing
here
through Carlton. What does it sound like?
A new one.
What does it say? I love that train. Okay, let's keep reading what Rachel says here. It says, I came upon an impaled grasshopper. I was familiar with the loggerhead shrikes, which I was not familiar with them myself. She says, I was familiar with the loggerhead shrikes impaling food items on barbed wire, but this was the first time I had ever seen it. I got out of my car to take a closer look and was then inspired to start taking photos. Using my macro lens, I hope to create an intimate look at a particular moment in nature. After that first experience, I continued to drive out to loggerhead shrike habitat and began to notice this phenomena more and more. And so I began to take photos of almost everything I saw that was impaled. You're a photographer, which has a correlation to haiku poetry. Both create a frame, limiting what you see or don't see. Both have a direct connection to nature. Both have the ability to make us more aware of the world we're a part of. How did you get into photography? Is photography how you make your livelihood, or more of a personal passion? I ask partly as a glimpse into the different careers for my children to consider as they dream about their future. And Rachel responds, I am 100% self-taught photographer. I started off photographing birds in order to document what I was seeing here in the U.S. and also around the world. My photography then expanded into insects and then into all of the natural world. I now sell my photographs mainly for stock. Stock photography is the commercial use of photographs where photos are used in advertising, books, articles, and on the internet. Stock photos express an idea or thought in a pictorial form that an author or creator is also trying to convey with written words. I have an unusual niche in the stock photography world with my insect photos, mostly identified to species. Bird photographs from around the world, and my photos of people from other cultures. It is very difficult to be competitive in photography, So finding an area that is unusual is the most important thing in getting noticed and being able to sell. That's pretty cool that she specialized in insect, birds, and people photography. Are you familiar? So then I asked, are you familiar with haiku poetry? It is a short poetic form originating in Japan. It's anchored in the present moment, and the subject is intimately linked to nature. Almost without fail, there is a seasonal word which hints at what season the moment is occurring, without actually saying fall, winter, spring, or summer. This past weekend, I organized our garage, which felt like an embrace of our changing season. Here's the haiku that emerged. Rearranging summer gear with shovels and sleds. Snow waits outside this warm garage. I'm going to read that again, okay? Rearranging summer gear with shovels and sleds. Snow Rearranging summer gear with shovels and sleds. Snow waits outside this warm garage.
That's a really good seasonal reference, because it's with winter, because the shovels, and where you shovel, you kind of push the snow over.
Sure. So you know that it's the end of summer and fall, and it's moving into winter.
Snow, and I have a haiku.
Oh, let's hear it, Elliot.
So, when I was downstairs, making my bed, I had this haiku. Up in the top bunk, scary but fun.
Ooh.
But I really didn't be up in the top bunk.
Sure, but you were thinking about if you were in the top bunk.
Yep, when I was like 8, and
that is a little more sinuous, isn't it? Because it's kind of, it's not so much tied into nature, it's more about people.
I'm watching the sparks here, and I think they're pretty fun.
Yeah, the sparks are flying upward. It's a beautiful campfire. Yeah. All right, so we're going to carry on here with what Rachel had to share with us, okay? Thank you, Elliot, for sharing that. Rachel writes, I know about haiku, but I have not studied it. I really was not aware that it was so linked to the natural world. This introduction to haiku through you and your children has sparked an interest in me, and I intend to explore it more fully.
Daddy.
That's pretty cool. That is one of the neat things about doing this podcast, is that it allows other people to learn about the cool form of haiku poetry. All right, so then I told Rachel, I'm going to pull up your website and show my kids the photos of your Death on the Plains photos. Now, we'll compose a few haiku reacting to these beautiful photos. Obviously, we're not going to be in the field, but it'll allow us to kind of feel what it's like to be there. Okay, so let me pull up her website and I'll show you. See that? Here we've got, there's the bird, the loggerhead. Wow. He's got quite the beak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an impaled grasshopper.
Butterfly.
Dragonfly. Cricket. Go like this, go way to the bottom. Whoa, look at that.
Lizard.
A gecko or a lizard. Check that out. Long tail.
Lizard.
Yep, looks like a lizard or a gecko.
Whoa.
That's pretty amazing, huh?
Whoa.
So what's wild is that these birds, they eat some of these, but they hang them on the barbed wire as like a display of their ferocity, their strength. And they might nibble on them later, but it's kind of like this, like a billboard, like an advertisement of, wow, look how tough I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all of them. It'd be so easy to pass by an insect on barbed wire. But if you pause and notice, you actually see beauty, right? You see such complexity, even within the insect world. So, I'll kick off this haiku. Hanging from the barbed wire, the complexity of the universe. Hanging from the barbed wire, the complexity of the universe.
Whoa, look at that huge tail.
It's a garter snake. Truly incredible.
What God can do.
Yes, and these birds. Whoa, look at the red legs of that grasshopper or locust.
Are there honeybees too?
I don't know. I haven't seen any bees, but that's a really good question.
Bees have stingers.
They do. But I'm guessing some of these are pretty tough. I mean, look at that. There's like a horned toad. How about this? Everything stops on the point of the barbed wire.
Look at those three snakes.
Yeah, dangling. Look at that. The beautiful snake.
Where's the beautiful snake?
You want to see the beautiful snake? Dangling from the strand of barbed wire.
Live?
Nope, they have passed on. The loggerhead shrike, the bird, caught it, killed it, and then hung it up on the barbed wire for all to see. And Rachel took notice, took a picture, and took these pictures in a way that actually shows some beauty. It's really cool. So I said, we've gotten an early October snowfall, and the kids have been loving the snow like little polar bears. They've created a luge chute down our hill to help preserve the snow for as much fun and sledding as possible, even if it does warm up above freezing, which it did warm up today, didn't it? Mm-hmm. It's likely since it's still quite early in fall. It's feeling a lot more like winter, and we even put up our Christmas tree.
Yeah, my dad has here.
It's your Christmas tree. You asked, Daddy, let me put up the Christmas tree, and I said, sure. So we've been enjoying the Christmas tree for a couple weeks now. We carved pumpkins on the same day. What a mashup of seasons. So then I just opened it up for Rachel and said, feel free to add any closing comments. Rachel says, all right, so Rachel shares, my intention with these photos is to express the jarring juxtaposition of life on the expansive horizon of the grasslands against the dead creatures impaled on barbed wire, which ironically is a man-made structure meant to separate living beings from the land. The loggerhead shrike's relentless, powerful hunting and the hapless impaled animal it has caught symbolizes for me the endless cycle in nature of life and death in the struggle for survival. These singular moments in time are there for us to see if we take a moment to stop, to be still, to observe, and to experience. And then my last question for Rachel was, feel free to include future projects, pets, or a present moment observation from where you are. It doesn't have to be in the haiku form. And she writes, my current project is developing a website that details the distribution of dragonflies, grasshoppers, and butterflies in Colorado. I am using my own photographs to aid in identification of some of these very difficult species. And then she writes, here is my first ever haiku about my cat, Black Kitty. Are you ready to hear a haiku about Black Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay. Fierce wind, blowing snow, Black Kitty, warm by the fire, sun shines on the lake.
Hey, we're already having a fire.
Yeah, I'll read it again. Fierce wind, blowing snow, Black Kitty, warm by the fire, sun shines on the lake. And then Rachel writes, thanks for including me in your podcast. I really appreciate the opportunity to share in this learning experience with your family. What do you guys say to Rachel?
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. Really fun to see your photos and learn about the Loggerhead Shrike.
Bye.
Take care. Hey, it's Josh and Jacob back, and we've got a quick message. We thought maybe you would want to see Rachel's photos. So, Jacob, where can people go if they want to get a link to her website?
Our website.
It's called the show notes. And so in a podcast, that's where you put the details, like maybe a link to a website, an email address, things like that. So instead of having to list off a big, long website, you can just go into the show notes and click it, and then it'll take you right to her website. Do you think people would want to see those photos?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any last words?
Bye.
Bye.